This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Uber reported late yesterday that it lost more money than expected in the last quarter, more than $5 billion. The stock was down 9% in early trading today. Earlier this week, rival Lyft's results were better than expected. Now, both companies are new to the public stock market, and there could be changes that customers see. Here's Marketplace's Erica Barras.
For Uber and Lyft, competition for riders kept prices low, says Robert Puentes with the Eno Center for Transportation. Now that they're public,
what does that mean for what the prices are going to be, and how does that play out for customers?
It may mean higher prices. Angelo Zeno, an analyst at CFRA, says Lyft, for example, may adjust its costs at places like airports.
Where demand is extremely high, where, you know, there's the ability to kind of increase prices given the lack of supply relative to demand.
The companies may also try to distinguish their brands. Lyft could emphasize its e-bikes and scooters, Uber its food delivery and self-driving vehicles. But the main way they make money is through rideshare. And says Evan Raleigh, professor at the University of Minnesota,
the problem for them is that at the end of the day, it's just a ride from point A to point B. And all people care about is getting there safely in a timely manner at a low price. And so there's not that much you can differentiate on it.
And if they raise prices for that service, they could lose customers. I'm Erica Barras for Marketplace.